Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls, temperatures across Israel are cooling down, making for a pleasant evening. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild conditions, while Eilut remains warm. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. admits two American soldiers were killed in an Iranian attack in Jordan. An American soldier is missing after a missile strike near Amman. This comes from Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, U.S. Central Command confirms the fatalities and the missing soldier with additional injuries reported. Ynet has more on this from earlier today. Also this hour, a massive fire in Samaria destroys several homes, including that of Yael Shavash, widow of Rabbi Raziel Shavash. This is according to Israel Hayom. Separately, the U.S. sends refueling aircraft to Israel as attacks across the Middle East intensify. JNS reported this earlier today. And finally, a radical idea aims to bridge Chicago's Black and Jewish communities. Forward covered this story from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor and commentator, posted just minutes ago about the U.S. service members killed in the Iranian attack on Jordan. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring analyst, shared that U.S. officials suspect China or Russia may be aiding Iran with targeting data. This was posted just now. Mudar Adnan Zahran, a Jordanian political activist, criticized those who support the Hashemite regime, calling it oppressive. He posted this a short time ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from Jordan. Two American soldiers lost their lives in an Iranian missile attack on the Muwafaq Salty base. The U.S. Central Command confirmed this earlier today, highlighting the escalating tensions in the region. U.S. and partner forces were defending against missile and drone strikes at the time. The absence of one soldier adds to the urgency. This incident raises concerns about regional stability and the safety of military personnel. Meanwhile, in Samaria, a devastating fire swept through Gilad Farm. This resulted in the destruction of several homes, including that of Yael Shavash, as reported by Israel Hayom. Shavash, known for her public work, now faces the challenge of rebuilding her life after this tragic loss. The fire underscores vulnerabilities in rural communities during times of crisis. Turning to military movements, the U.S. has dispatched refueling aircraft to Israel amid rising tensions across the Middle East. This follows a series of nightly strikes on Iranian targets, marking the seventh consecutive night of such actions. JNS reported earlier today that these developments highlight the intensifying regional conflict and the strategic importance of Israel in U.S. military operations. On the economic front, first, a 19-year-old entrepreneur has raised $2 million to democratize hedge fund-style trading tools. Horizon Trade's AI platform aims to make sophisticated trading accessible, according to CTech. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that those expecting a drop in housing prices may be disappointed. Despite freezing market conditions, interest rates are dropping and contractors are offering significant deals. This could complicate the housing market further. And finally, Findings, an AI cybersecurity platform, eyes a Tel Aviv Stock Exchange listing after a major deal collapsed. This comes from Globes, showing the resilience and adaptation of tech firms in the face of setbacks. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.